24 hours ago. We were just getting things underway for the first of our three closest to the pin contests associated with the Winvitational golf outing at the Polecat on September 15th in Mount Pleasant. And we want to thank all listeners who showed up and had some golfing fun with us early in the morning at the Maple Leaf Golf Course in Linwood.
Very nice turnout. First time, a different location we haven't used before, and it was a pleasant experience, and they're all ready for us, and we appreciate that, the folks working with us at Maple Leaf.
Yeah, and of course, in the world we're living in, you wonder sometimes, but we had the proper sanitizing and distancing protocols, so everyone was adhering to that. And between 6:30 and 9, golfers showed up to take the three swings at the pin. And at the end of the morning team show, we had one winner who now gets to have a foursome at the Polecat on September 15th, plus the bonus foursome at our August 25th Sawmill four-person scramble. Plus, we had second and third place prizes yesterday for golfers to win golf for two at Treetops in Gaylord. So it was all about golf, golf, golf yesterday. Yeah,
absolutely. And it continues to be so as we continue through the summer.
Now, the winners from yesterday. First of all, congratulations to Kenneth David of Sterling, who stuck one 4 feet, 7 inches from the pin.
That was a nice shot.
That's closest to the pin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in a coolish morning, we had a little light breeze blowing.
Yeah, they said the breeze made it factor into a little longer than the 151 yards. It was more like 165, I think they said.
Kenneth, we'll be in touch with you to make sure that you have the information that you need when it comes to joining us on September 15th for the Polecat Invitational golf outing itself. And remember, and we've talked about this, but just to reiterate, this is a golf outing this year, which is a little different from our previous golf outings because of what we're doing and the world we're living in. We're asking listeners, you're going to have to arrive at the course under your own transportation.
Yes, we're not going to put everybody on a bus.
Yes, and the dinner after is going to be foregone, but you'll still have a good time golfing at the
Absolutely,
Polecat.
Absolutely. And all the way, he and his three partners will also be joining us in our best ball scramble on August 25th.
Yeah, that's the Sawmill Scramble. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Mike Waldy, it looks like, from Sterling, who was second at 5-5.
Not too shabby.
Not either. Too shabby at all.
So two Sterling players, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Winning the pair or the golf for two at Treetops. Mm-hmm. And our third place finisher, page turn, Alan Venix from Kalkallen.
How about that?
Who was 16 feet from the pin. Mm-hmm. So congratulations again, Ellen, you. And, of course, we'll get in touch with our listeners to make sure that we can plan for them receiving the prizes and the golf. And Kenneth, yeah, joining us on the 25th at the Sawmill, which we were encouraging listeners to take advantage of the opportunity to actually sign up for that event, where for a $50 entry fee, you get a round of golf and a chance to win some great prizes. It's on the 25th at the Sawmill. We want to thank Forward Corporation for participating as one of our prize sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And more and more people showing interest in participating. They're starting to sign up now, Charlie, for the best ball at the Sawmill. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there.
And do we have a cap on that? I mean, can we only take so many? Or
no, I don't think we're anywhere. If we were close to a cap, we would tell you.
Okay,
that.
We'll tell you.
Let's put it that way.
All right, just
want to
make sure.
At this point, we still have lots of room.
Okay, so we still plenty of room. Mm-hmm. We don't want anyone to be left out. And sometimes you can, you know. We couldn't take 1,000 golfers in one day.
No. But
we'd love to, but
I'm sure we could deal probably with 100 or somewhere around there.
So we'd like to have everyone get signed up on that. Now, next Tuesday, we are going to, speaking of the Sawmill, going to be at the Sawmill for the closest to the pin contest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we'll look for you between 6:30 and 9 a.m., taking your three swings at the pin. And again, online is the foursome at the Polecat event on September 15th, plus the bonus foursome for the August 25th event at the Sawmill, and the second and third place prizes, too. If you participated yesterday and you didn't win, come out to the Sawmill and try again.
Well, I know some of them will, because I saw some familiar names on that list that didn't make the cut yesterday, and I'm sure they're going to be back for rounds two and three.